Hi, and welcome to Conscious Creation 2018. I am streaming via two different locations, so bear with me on the eye contact. I'm happy that you're joining me, and this is something that is new for me, so I'm just going to presence again. Thank you for joining me. This is Jessica. I am Jessica Robinson with sacredspacehealingarts.com. And planning in general is a huge learning curve for me. It has been a brand new thing for me in my adult life. And I think because of it, it's definitely made things harder for me in a lot of ways that I didn't grow up with those skills. But I am doing it, and I'm a testament to how you can learn these skills late in life. So I guess I struggled. I want to presence the fact that I struggled a lot for a lot of years at feeling like I should have been doing something more than I was already doing, that they should have been at a different place in life, that it shouldn't, I felt like I was wasting my life in a lot of ways. Not that I wasn't doing some good things, but I just had this sense. I walked around for years with this sense of, there's something so much bigger for me, so much different, that there was this seed inside that I wasn't really, that I hadn't really discovered, and I didn't know what it was. And so I wanted to share with you some of these amazing tools that I have now for planning, for creating the life that you want. So again, just a reminder, right now I am streaming through Facebook Live on the Sacred Space Healing Arts fan page. And I am also recording on Zoom. So if you use the link that is, I'll try to type that in right now. Just bear with me while I share this and also share the link. Let's see. Those of you who are tuning in live, I'm really glad that you're here. I think you're going to be very excited once you find out what I'm presencing here. Okay. So I'm going to share this on my timeline. Okay. And I'm also going to comment below there. So put the link to sign up for the list, which is going to take you, which is going to get you on the list. If you click the link that is in the comments, you're going to get to the list. You're going to get added to the list. And since you're on that list for this Conscious Creation Workshop, you're going to receive the recording. So I already talked a little bit about why I wanted to share this, because I felt like I was at such, had such a huge learning curve. And I'm 42. And I'm just learning some of these skills. And some of them are so simple, so ridiculously simple that maybe you even heard of them, but you haven't really given them. Have you ever taken one of those, like sometimes you'll get a worksheet or something with a class or something that you do, and it asks you something very simple, like what you want. So simple. Or maybe next is why. And you think to yourself, why? That's ridiculous. Of course I want this. And isn't it obvious? Like, why? So then your mind has a tendency to just brush it off, like it's unnecessary to even consider. But those two questions, the what and the why, are some of the biggest, they're crucial to making things happen. It's not a rhetorical or obligatory question. They're very, very potent work to do, just that behind the scenes kind of work, figuring out exactly what it is you want and exactly why. And then if the why is a very superficial kind of answer, if it's like an obvious answer, then you want to keep asking why and why. But we're going to go over that more in a little bit. So my question that I've been posing a few times through social media throughout the last couple of weeks is, what's possible for you in 2018? A lot of times when we're thinking about something that we want, we don't really give the potential enough credit. We don't give ourselves enough credit for something really big to happen. So the very first thing I want you to do is just close your eyes. Hopefully you're sitting in a good place. If not, go ahead and take up a better seat and close your eyes. And I'm gonna practice with you this breath, this deep womb breathing. And let me just preface and say that you don't even have to have a womb, but it's that space in the lower abdomen. You could even, if you take your hands into this like an upside down triangle position, sometimes called Goddess Mudra or Yoni Mudra, and you place this so that your fingertips are probably going to be touching your pubic bone, and your thumbs are going to be right at your navel or slightly below or slightly above, depending on how you are made, how you are made beautifully, because you are. And I want you to just hold your hands there for a moment and close your eyes and take a breath deep down into that space where your hands are, not just into the front where your hands are, but think of that space within your body, your womb space within your body. Breathing down deep. So just practicing each new in-breath, moving down into your womb space, expanding into your lower belly, expanding into your pelvic floor, your lower back, your hips even. Just think of the whole bowl of your pelvis as expanding and filling up. Relax your jaw and your face entirely. And wherever you're sitting, imagine that you're getting more grounded, more rooted there. You're deepening your seat in the earth, whether your seat is on the floor or a chair or a cushion or a bed. Imagine that your pelvic floor, in a way, is kind of opening up, and that you're energetically growing roots to the spot, the sacred spot where you are right now. Right, so you're breathing deep into that womb space. And now I want you to continue breathing that breath, but now I want you to think of something you're grateful for. Maybe as you start to ask yourself what you're grateful for, maybe more things start to come to you. That you're grateful for this, or you're grateful for that. And then it just starts to open up, like all the things that you can be grateful for, all the gifts that you have. So I want you to, we're doing this because we're just creating a container, a fertile container, almost like a pot. We're going to plant a seed in today. And so we're the fertile soil is the gratitude. And the breath, you breathing down into your womb space, is centering and grounding and helping you to be just very present right here, not only in this space and time, but also in your body, because that is the only place that you can have an experience here as a human. And we want to just embody, we want to get in the body and enjoy being in the body in that way. So as you breathe, you can slowly start to let your eyes open. Your hands can move, but I just want you to remember to breathe deeply. So you might do that throughout this workshop from time to time, especially if you notice that you have forgotten to breathe. Or that you have forgotten to breathe deeply, just keep coming back to that super deep womb space breath. All right, so into that space, I want you to ask yourself, and this again, you might want to close your eyes, what is possible for you in 2018? So again, simple question, but super profound. And you may, what may come up for you is something like, something about how, you know, like you maybe want one thing, but there's all of these things in the way. I don't want you to think of what might be in the way. Even if it's something that you feel is very concrete that is stopping you from getting what you want, I want you to do your best to remove all of those obstacles. Imagine that you are making a list on a blackboard of the things that you want. And then in your mind, you have just, without even meaning to, you have all of these things that come up as obstacles. Like, oh, I can't because of this. I can't because of that. I can't because of this. Like, this is in the way. I have too many of these. I don't have enough of that. No time, no money, no space, whatever is coming up for you. So imagine you wrote all of those reasons you can't have that down on the chalkboard. And then pick up the eraser and erase all of those obstacles. For our purposes today, you need to erase all of the obstacles. You can't hold on to them. You may have obstacles that arise, but this is not the time or the place for them to show up. You can't start to imagine what's possible for yourself if you keep yourself in the place where you already are, because where you are has been created by the thoughts you've always been thinking, has been created by everything that's, you have a momentum going of whatever you do, the types of thoughts you tend to think, the types of things you tend to say and do. And those things are not going to shift without the shift coming first from the subtle realm. So the more like our consciousness, right? So if your mind is still in the obstacle place, then you can't create what might come next for you. And you'll never be able to from that space. I'm sure you've heard the quote, a problem cannot be solved with the mindset that created it, something like that. I'm paraphrasing. It's the same idea. You have to let go of the hows. Like there's another great person, and I can't remember his name right now, but he talks about letting go of the hows, right? So you want to focus on the what and not the hows. So my fan just turned on my fireplace. I'm going to go turn the fan down. It's a little bit loud. All right. So, So as we're doing these exercises, you want to be clear that when you feel the obstacles arise, that you remind yourself, nope, not yet. So you got to let yourself dream a little. Okay. So I hope you brought some paper and pencil or some colored pens or pencils and paper to make this fun for you. All right. So the first thing I wanted to just mention is that when we're wanting something better, when we're wanting to make shifts, one of the things that will always help us, and in fact, whether or not you're wanting to change anything, but if you want to live a life of more ease and grace and spaciousness and just a life that feels better, you're going to want to line up with the natural cycle of nature. You're going to want to line up more with what's already there, right? So like the movements of the planets, of the sun, the moon, like this stuff is bigger physically than us. It's bigger than this physical body. And it's something that's ongoing. Like we know that the sun brings us this light. We know that it brings us nutrients through the light. We know that it helps to grow our plants. We know that the air we breathe. We know that the moon affects the tide. We know all of these things that are affected by these like cosmic things around us. But we tend to feel like exempt from that for some reason, and we're not. So just as these things have an influence on the plants and the ocean and everything else around us, they also have an effect on us. And if we line up with that, then we're going to create more ease. Doesn't that make sense? Like, why would you spend time trying to create your own cycle when there's already one happening that's beautiful and perfect and good and serves all of the other creatures and living things on this planet? So lining up, when I say that, I'm talking about things like lining up with the rhythm of the sun, for instance. The sun rises and the sun sets. And we want to even think about how we can live our lives during the daylight and get more in rhythm with the days as they start to dwindle, right? As the sun starts to go down, you don't want to be eating heavy meals. You want to be winding down. When the sun comes up, it's coming up for a reason. Be present with it if you can. So see if you can just get a little bit more into the circadian rhythm that's already there that we're obviously very affected by. And then there's the moon. There's the moon that affects us in a very real way. And if we can line up more with that, paying attention to when there's a new moon, when there's a full moon, and if you're still menstruating, then paying attention to when that happens within the cycle of the moon. It's said that we are supposed to be bleeding on the new moon or full moon. And once you start to pay attention to it more, you might find that even if you weren't lining up, you might start lining up with those natural rhythms that are there. And then we want to start paying attention to the cycle itself throughout the month as the moon grows and then gets, and then we come to the fullest part of the moon, and then it gets smaller, it wanes. And then we have the new moon where we plant seeds, where we start new things. And whether or not you've ever paid attention to this, once you do, you probably realize that you've been missing out your whole life, because I never paid attention to that until a few years ago. And it's made such a difference just from the, for instance, the fact that we tend to expect ourselves to perform at a particular level constantly. Whereas when we hold ourselves to that standard, it's a false one. It's a man-made imposed expectation, right? Nature doesn't continue to produce at the rate that it does in summer all year long, right? Things happen at different times and different lengths of time, like depending on what part of the planet you're on. But there's always a cycle that's very, very bountiful. And then there's the harvest. And then we go into the more darkness, the planning, and then the visioning, and then the planting. And then, you know, it just keeps going. The cycle keeps going on and on. But if we're constantly trying to be in production mode, we're going to burn ourselves out. So that's another reason to start to line up more with the cycles of nature, because you're going to start to realize that there are naturally times of the month where you feel more like on fire with ideas and getting things done, and everything just flows naturally. And then there are going to be other times where that doesn't happen at all, and where it's not natural. And if you hold yourself to that standard, you are going to not only make yourself miserable and potentially fail, but you're going to stress yourself out intensely. So I've said enough about that, lining up with the cycles. If you have questions about that, please feel free to email me. You will, if you're listening to this through the recording, then you're going to get the recording and you through email, and you can email me back. You can also contact me through the Facebook page by just messaging me, Sacred Space Healing Arts, or you can email me directly at info@sacredspacehealingarts.com. So the second piece is to zoom out. So the first one was cycles, lining up with the cycles of nature. And the second piece is zooming out. So when we zoom out, we start to realize that, oh, it's not just this. It's not just this one fixed piece, but I have all of these different areas of my life, right? And how all of these different, it kind of takes all of them to make a healthy whole. So for instance, with just yourself, you have your physical body, and the health of your physical body is not only based on what you do with your physical body, but it's also based on how you process your emotions. It's also based on, like, mentally, what's going on with you. So we want to look at that, but we also want to look at, when we take into account the whole self, we've got your spiritual self, we've got your work, we've got your relationships, we've got so many different areas of our lives that we can look at nurturing or making shifts in, right? So personally, that's one way, right? We have our personal self. Then you have your relationship with others, maybe your family, your friends. You have your work, which might also be relationships in there, but your work life. For some people, your work life is simply a place that you go and you do your work. You might bring it home with you too, but, and then for some people, the work you do in the world is something in and of itself, like something that could be like a big tied in a big way to your personal growth and your personal path in life, your dharma, your purpose. There's all these different areas in our lives, and we want to look at all of them and make sure that we give each one space and even ask within each of those, you know, what does this want? What does, like me personally, what do I need in this coming year? Spiritually, what do I need? Relationally, work-wise, financially, all of these different areas in our lives. So zooming out and getting a bigger picture and seeing how all of those fit together to really create a whole for you and for your life and what those pieces are. So let's see. Next. So if you've got a piece of paper and a pencil, there's a few questions I'm going to ask you. And you're just going to just let yourself write stream of consciousness. No need to censor. No need to stop. And just keep going. All right. So one is, what do you love? What do you most love doing in your life? If you had the time, what would you be doing with your time? What's your favorite thing to do? So just write. Right, really get clear on that, what you really love doing in your life, what you would do if you had more time in your life. So then I want you to ask yourself, so in 2018, if we're using 2017 as a gauge, in 2018, what would you like to see continue? Something that, for instance, is already happening now, something awesome. What do you want to continue that you've already put in place for 2017? What should continue for 2018? Where did I put my water? And then next question, what do you not want to carry forward with you into 2018? What do you want to stop? And what do you want to create anew in 2018? And this doesn't have to be one thing. It can be however many things you want it to be. So you can just keep writing and writing and writing if that's what you want to do. But I want you to get really clear. So now next step. So number four would be to look now at these things that you've written so far. So I ask you, what did you want to carry forward from 2018? From 2017, what did you want to carry forward into the new year? So basically, what's working for you? And then what's not working? What do you have going on right now that you do not want to carry forward into 2018? And then the third question was, what do you want to create in 2018? What would be something just new that you want? And it doesn't have to be one thing, remember. You might have a goal in each of the different categories that create the whole you, right? You might have one in spiritual, one in financial, one in personal, one in relational. So the fourth question is now looking back at those and getting clearer. Now write down your vision for 2018. What is your vision for 2018? And this could be, again, several different things. Each of them you want to be clear with. So you want to state it in a positive language. So you don't want the word not or any other negative word in there. You want to also state it as if it were happening now. So if possible, make it in present tense. But for just writing, for just journaling and getting the ideas out there, don't worry about that too much. So get that out there. What are your visions? And don't be afraid to dream really big. So once you've got that, then look back over it and again, make sure that you're stating it now in positive terms. So for instance, here's one. My physical and mental environment is clear, spacious, and clean. Right? That's a very clear, positive statement that is said in the present tense, as if it's already happening. So that's what you're looking for. You wouldn't want to say, for instance, the first one might have been like a version before this one might have been, my space is clutter-free. But then I've got the word clutter in there, and clutter is not particularly positive if that's something you're wanting to change. So you want to take that word out, if that makes sense. Or if you were to say something like, I don't have any clutter, right? Do you see how that's not, that languaging is not as helpful as saying it in the positive, because your mind is going to tend to cling to whatever you say after the word not. Very similar with kids, with children. Telling them what you want them to do is much more successful usually than saying don't, right? Because then they cling to whatever it is. Don't climb on the futon. Climb on the futon? Right. No. So instead you could say the futon is for sitting. Okay. So now hopefully you've had a chance to do this and you can always go back over this. So the next step here is, I mentioned this a few minutes ago, the idea that we first have to create something in the subtle realm. And that might sound kind of etheric or new agey or woo-woo. And for some of you, you're going to be like, yeah, that's awesome. And for some of you, if that's the case, you might be wondering if this is for you, because maybe that's too far out there. And here's the truth. You create, you manifest every single day, because that's what we do. And we start by thinking and feeling. You don't do something, especially something very big. You don't create something, whether it's a project in your home or your work. You don't do that without first thinking about it and making a plan, or at least first feeling it and wanting it, right? It doesn't happen. It has to happen first in here and in here. So, and that's the way we naturally create, but somehow when we go to doing things, like planning for things on paper, and a lot of times we get away from the importance and kind of minimize the importance of these steps that are first in the subtle realm. So I'm going to talk to you a little bit about that and how to go deeper into that, because I've noticed in my own life that it makes a huge difference in what actually happens, like living, allowing yourself to live in that space of what you want and feeling it and thinking about it and dreaming about it, really letting yourself dream about it. Daydreaming can be very productive if you get good at it. So looking at your goals, I don't know if you have one or three or four. I would be careful about doing too many because you could get overwhelmed. But in the next step, I will share with you how to break it down a little bit. Right now, for your purposes, hopefully you have 1 to 3 really clear goals, visions, stated in present positive terms for yourself. And what we're going to do now is we're going to take one of them. I'm going to use the one as an example. My physical and mental environment is spacious, clear, and clean. And so whatever yours is, you're going to do the same thing. Hopefully it's easy enough for you to remember. If not, you can read it. Let yourself close your eyes. Breathe down deep into your womb space and get centered in your body in that way. Get really grounded. And into that space, now I want you to state that first goal, or whichever one you choose, to yourself. You can say it out loud, or you can say it silently to yourself. Keep breathing deeply into your body. And now I want you to feel how you would feel in your body if this goal were presently here and happening in this moment. And I want you to keep breathing deeply and feeling into your body. And with the eyes closed, visualizing you're there, that goal, that vision that you had for yourself for 2018, the one that you're working with, is happening. It is present time, beautifully in place at this moment. You are breathing into your body and you are feeling how that feels in your body, not just mentally, but in your body. Allow that feeling and enjoy that feeling. Really enjoy it. And now you can slowly begin to open your eyes. One of the things that's going to now be important as you work with this goal, and you may end up, as you continue to work with it, you may end up shortening it, clarifying it. It may adapt a little bit, and that's good because you're probably making it just even more succinct and meaningful for you as you do that. But not changing it completely, but keeping the heart of it the same. And writing it down, maybe in a few places that you're going to see it often, because what you want to do is focus on it. Focus on it a lot, so that maybe you put a little sticky note on your bathroom mirror. Maybe you put a note on your bedside table. Maybe you have one up in the kitchen or on the refrigerator, or in your car, or at your desk, or all of those places. Maybe you have key moments throughout your day that you purposely state this to yourself. Feel into it in a very positive way, right? So again, I'll go back to the one that I used. For example, my physical and mental environment is clean, clear, and spacious. So then I would take that, I would put it in various places in my home, but then I would also, in the morning, I would make sure that I spent some time saying that to myself and feeling it in a really positive way, like it's already here, just like you did right now. You just want to keep feeding, almost like you're feeding that vision with positivity and love and those good feelings that come up for you when you imagine that happening. And just continue to do that, making those strong positive statements to yourself about it and feeding it with that energy. So like, it might be in the very least that I could get this in three times in the day. So one might be in the morning when I'm normally doing my meditation, that maybe at the beginning or the end, I spend some time doing this. It might be that when I sit down to eat lunch, that I take a few moments and I feel that feeling. I state it. I breathe into it. And I really live with it for a minute. And then again, before bed, the same thing. Like really living into it. Before bed can be such an amazing time to do this because you're about to go to sleep. So you're setting the tone, like you're more of a blank slate in a way as you like clear your mind and get into the state. And then it could be a really powerful time for you to work with it, because as you may dream about it, it's still probably in your consciousness. And then as you wake up the next day and say it again, it's still going to be with you. So that's a really good time to do it. And anytime you can think of, walking in nature, breaks that you take throughout the day. You just want to keep doing it. So this isn't something that you do for one day. What I would do is set a goal that you do this maybe for a period of time. Today is the 22nd of December. Maybe from the 22nd of December until the 31st of December, you very clearly work with each of these goals that you have for yourself in this way, making time to work with them throughout your day so that you can really start to manifest it. And I just want to really, I just want to preface or speak to the fact that the idea of manifesting to some people is going to seem, like I said, very woo-woo or new agey or very like out there. But it's not. You do it every day. You manifest making your coffee in the morning. You manifest buying your groceries. You manifest all kinds of things all the time. So it's not something that's out there. It's manifest is you taking something from an idea and giving it physical form. Like, I manifested this fire. How did I do that? Because I wanted a fire. I like the way it feels. So I did all the things that were necessary for that to happen. And you can do that with anything in your life. Some things are easier than others because there's already like some formula out there. You know, like you get the kindling, you get the paper, you get the small twigs, then you get the bigger things. You can do anything you want, and I feel very, very strongly about that. So that is one formula that I'm giving you. There's these four steps that we just went through with visualizing, and the four steps are setting the goal, and we talked about how you want that goal to be stated in present tense, you want it to be positive, and you want it to be kind of succinct. The longer it goes on, the less chance you're able to actually remember it, and then the less chance you're able to manifest it because you're not remembering it. Okay, so one, setting the goal. Two, creating the clear picture and the idea and the feeling, like just really flushing it out in a way that excites you from within and living into that space. And then focusing on it often and giving it positive energy. So just to be clear, like these four steps for visualization are coming from Shakti Gowen's book, Creative Visualization. It's a wonderful, super simple, old school book, and I highly recommend it. So there you go. That is step three of my formula that I'm offering you here today, which is the visualization manifestation steps. All right. So we covered lining up with the cycles, the sun, the moon, nature, zooming out and taking a look at all of the areas of your life, right? Another thing you can do in that is asking yourself what's uncomfortable. What's uncomfortable? What's hiding in your life will give you a good idea of what needs your attention. Because if there's anything that you kind of stuffing away, that needs to be coming up. You need to be dealing with it. All right. So number three was visualization and manifestation, which we just did, which within that one we had the four steps of visualization. It's also really important, and Shakti talks about this in her book, it's really important when we are visualizing, when we're doing this work, that you're really relaxed. If you are tense, if you're worried about, for instance, if you're worried about your financial situation, but you're trying to manifest more money in your life, those things are almost going to cancel one another out. You need to be, even if it's just a practice for yourself, if you're so wound up over money or over a situation that you want to change, you need to practice relaxing, practice yoga nidra, or practice just if you have any kind of familiarity with yoga or deep relaxation or meditation. You want to get yourself into a state where you feel relaxed and good. And from that place, then you work on these steps of four steps of visualization that we just talked about. That's really important. And the more you do that, the more you can get yourself into that state. And again, two times when it's easier to do that, first thing in the morning, first thing, before you go make your coffee, before you get involved in a conversation, before you start checking your email or scrolling through Facebook. That's very important. So it's a clean slate that you wake up with, right? That's one very, very easy time. And then at the end of your day, so like if you have a bedtime ritual, if you don't, I highly suggest you start one where you do some nice things for yourself, maybe light a candle, maybe play some really soft music, diffuse some oils or light some incense, and relax. Get yourself into a really relaxed state in order to practice this. Otherwise, it's not going to work because you're not going to believe that anything can change. Remember how earlier at the beginning I talked about how our minds tend to have all these obstacles that you want to like put up, like, that can't happen, sorry. Oh, you want, nope, yeah, can't do it, don't have the money. It's like your mind, don't do it. It's constantly doing that. So you got to get into a relaxed place. Those go away. Another thing might be actually visualizing those obstacles, all of them, writing them on a chalkboard and erasing them, like we said earlier, that you want them to be out of the way when you are doing this work. It's not that they don't exist, but it might be that they don't exist and you won't know. And you won't, you won't know how to get past them if you stay where you are, because where you are believes that there's no getting around them. And there is, there always is. So next step, there is a book called The 12 Week Year. I don't have it in front of me, so I can't tell you, I can't show you the picture. There's also this a great journal called The Best Self Journal. That also is about the 12-week year. It's basically the idea that we're breaking down the year into four quarters. And instead of looking at, like, this is what I want to happen and I have all year to do it, we're looking at each 12 weeks individually. So we're breaking it down into, one, a more bite-sized portion, but two, we're breaking it down into, like, what can you do? Like, blow your mind. What's the, like, most awesome, wildest stuff that you could imagine happening just in these first next 12 weeks, right? So January, February, March. So by the last day in March or by the first day in April, by April Fool's, what do you want to have happen? Where do you want to be, right? And so by doing that, especially if we allow ourselves to think big, I mean, really, it kind of gives some urgency to why every day matters. Instead of making one goal for the whole year and then having 52 weeks, and they talk about this in the book, like when you have that long, you kind of got a lot of time that you can just screw around and do nothing. And so you might get really excited in the beginning of the year, and then you might lose it completely. And then in that last part of the year, you might start, like, you know, really scrambling to get to where you wanted to be. Or you might just at that point have been so far off target that you just, like, drop it. Right? You've already scrapped the idea that was possible. And we don't want either of those things to happen. We don't want to waste a year. We don't want to waste a day. And we don't want to scrap an idea if it was meaningful to us. So what you can do is you can have a big, big goal that takes you through the entire year or some big goals, but then you want to break them down, right? So what do you want to happen by the end of March? What do you want to happen by the end of June? What do you want to happen by the end of September? And what do you want to happen by the end of next year? So one thing you might want to start with is asking yourself, because sometimes it's harder for us to think big, like just go big first. Imagine that you're here next year. What do you want to be doing next year? Where do you want to be set up for your next evolution for 2019, right? So thinking that far ahead and feeling into it. What do you really envision and want for yourself? What do you intuitively, instinctively feel you need or want for yourself, your family, you know, your work and all these different areas. So you can kind of imagine, spend some time imagining where you want to be next year, right now, but next year. And so then back up to the quarters. So like what's doable, but still a stretch for the first quarter. And that's really important too, thinking, because you want each quarter's goals to not just be doable. You want it to be doable, but you want it to be a stretch. Because if it's not a stretch, one, it's not going to challenge you. And there's a good chance that you'll drop it because you'll get bored with it. And the idea is that we're evolving into this next version of ourselves. That we're constantly learning from our life's experiences and recalibrating, right? I mean, it's not like you're born into this body and then boom, there you go. Here's your course. These are the things you need to do. Nobody's going to give you that. That's not how it works. So we're discovering this one day at a time for ourselves. And then because we're learning constantly, the target's constantly moving. So wherever you thought you wanted to be, I'm sure you've had an experience where you wanted something and then you got it. And then it wasn't quite what you wanted it to be or thought it was going to be, or it just wasn't the end. Like you thought, like, this is where this is going to happen. And then I'm going to, you know, that's it. And then you get there and then you go, oh, that was just the first baby step. So what's next, right? So hopefully we're constantly evolving like this throughout life. And so what in this very first next evolution of yourself do you want to see happen? And finding where is that place that feels good, where it's not so far ahead of you that you feel it's not doable and you can't believe it, but it's also not so doable that it feels so mundane and almost like nothing. All right, so there's that book, The 12-Week Year, that I recommend. And there's another book called The One Thing. And in this book, they talk about what one thing needs doing, such that what is the one thing that you could do such that it would make it so that either all the other things on your to-do list are unnecessary or, you know, like that one thing either helps it or makes them obsolete. So a lot of times it's the one thing that you don't necessarily want to do. Sometimes you're putting something off and that one thing, darn it, that one thing that you don't really want to do is the thing that if you did it, all the other things would actually get ticked off. the list, or you wouldn't even need, you know, like to do them, or something like that, right? It would solve a lot of problems if this one thing. So that's another one. If you're interested in kind of finding out, learning more about what your next best steps are. So the next piece, and I talked a little bit about this in the very first part of the video, is the what and the why. The what and the why are so simple and so sacred. It's your sacred what and your sacred why. When we think about what we want for ourselves, for our lives, it needs to happen not just in the mind. So I said think, but it's also feeling and attuning to what you want, what you need, and what your innate desires are. Because the desires that bubble up from within us are unique to you. Yes, there are certain things that everyone likes, right? Or lots of people like. But the things, as you go through life, the things that you're attracted to, the things that you are drawn to, the things that you really feel passionate about, those are like golden signposts saying, follow me. That is the key to your dharma, to your purpose in life, and what makes your path different and purposeful for you and meaningful, and gives you the opportunities to use the gifts that you were given in this life to help serve in whatever ways that you were meant to. So spending some time sitting, feeling into the what. And the what is going to be like, what are you drawn to? How do you want to feel? Danielle Laporte has a book called The Desire Map. She has a few books now. And I highly recommend her work. She talks about how instead of just thinking about goals in terms of, you know, what we can put down on paper and these things need to be done in order to get to here, that how important our feelings are, how do you want to feel? Like how important that is, because if you can really tune into what you want and really allow yourself to get attached to it in a way, and to want it, to allow yourself to want it, and to allow yourself to even feel it right now, the way we did with the visualizing. So if there's something that you want, if you want to feel more easeful in your life, or if you want to feel more determined, or if you want to feel more playful, guess what? You can feel those things right now. All of the pieces that you think have to be lined up in order for you to feel this way, that's really a belief that you've told yourself, right? Whatever that is, if your idea is, well, I'll feel successful, I'll allow myself to feel successful and worthy when all of these things are in place, that's just a belief that you made up. And you're capable of feeling whatever you want to feel right now. And if you live into the feeling of success, or whatever that feeling is for you that you wish you could feel, if you live into that feeling, not only are you already feeling it, which is what you want, but by feeling it, you are paving the way for all those things to happen, because they will come out of the feeling. I hope that makes sense and doesn't sound really out there. It's so simple and so profound. So paying attention to the what, and then getting really clear, writing it down. If you're not used to doing this, then I suggest you carry a journal around with you and constantly be writing when you think of something like, oh, that really drew my attention. I want that. Or I like the way that felt, right? Pay attention, write that down. Next, the why. So when you decide you want something, now ask yourself why. In particular, if we're talking about goals here, if we're talking about I want to make this much more money this year, or I want to parent in this way, or I want to travel to blah, blah, blah this year. You need to ask yourself why. And so initially, let's say you wanted to travel more, and then you would want to get really specific about that. What does that mean, travel more? If you're not traveling now, then traveling more, is that a trip to the grocery store? Or is it, I want to go to Thailand this year? Or hopefully you get what I'm talking about. So whatever your goal is, get specific. Like, I want to make 3 trips out of the country this year. Might be one of them. I want to take 3 trips in the country this year. Whatever they are. So you get clear on why then. Why do I want to travel outside? So, okay, it'd be fun. I want to see my friends. Yeah, that's good. Go underneath that question though. Why? Why do you want to have fun seeing your friends? Or why is it fun to see your friends? Keep going underneath until you get down to something that doesn't look like the surface at all. So we're talking about, for instance, just something that's really deep and meaningful to you, because that why, and I called it a sacred why earlier, because it is sacred. It ties you to the desire and it anchors you to seeing it through to completion. When you just want something and you don't do this work and it's not anchored in you, you don't have a clear sense of why, you might forget about it. You might decide, you might give up on it before you gave it your all. And it might really be what you needed, right? For some people, this is more of an issue than others. But if you're particularly one of those people who tends to come up against obstacles and then you just forget about whatever it was you wanted to do, then you really want to start looking at grounding yourself in the why, the sacred why. Because if you are so attracted to something, if you are feeling like you want something so much, and then a few months down the road, you are finding yourself saying, it's not that big of a deal, then you're probably giving up on yourself. And it's something that you're going to keep, revisiting in different forms. It's going to keep showing up for you. So you want to always, this is so much more important than it seems, the why. So you want to really write, journal on the why, and allow yourself to really find out what the truth of it is, why you really want that. So those are the 5 steps that I have for you right now. And they can, I could have given it to you in a slightly different order, but these are the pieces that I think are going to make a really big difference, like taking you from the place of just wanting something and not really knowing how to get there to finding the pieces, like in the anchoring in the why, and using the visualization, aligning with nature so that you're not expecting too much and then giving up when you fail because you're on constant production mode, right? Allow yourself to ebb and flow. Allow yourself to be more productive at times, and then to have times where you feel like you just want to maybe go into a cave for 2 weeks. And that's okay. Because that's the way it's meant to be. Just like the seed sits in the soil in the darkness of winter. So I said that I was going to be telling you about a special gift. And I have this special gift that I want to share with you. And it is the 12, instead of the 12 days of Christmas, which you may or may not be familiar with, it's the 12 days of self-care. And so I am committed to delivering to you throughout December 25th through January 5th, 12 different ways that you can nurture yourself, that you can get more in touch with yourself and your own intuition and your own desires and shifting in the ways that you want to, right? So like nurturing ourselves, loving ourselves, learning how we can do that better. Because I am convinced that that is the key to happiness and success in every way, whether we're talking about financial or relationships or the work that you do in the world that's meaningful to you, or just being happy, or just being able to accept yourself, right? Self-love, self-care is the foundation. And it is so against the grain of how our society works right now and how our culture perceives things. So it's a little bit radical. It's a little bit revolutionary. But I hope you will join me. So I will be sending you along, if you're watching this after the fact, I'll be sending along a link to sign up for these 12 days of self-care that I will be delivering to you. Some of it in video, maybe all of it in video. Please let me know if this was helpful to you, what your biggest takeaway was, what your goals are for 2018, and how I can help you get there. If you feel like there's anything that you were left wanting to know more about, I'd like to know that. So again, you can email me at info@sacredspacehealingarts.com. You can connect with me on Facebook through the Sacred Space Healing Arts fan page, or my personal page, Jessica Graham Robinson. And there'll be a link also in the email where you receive this recording to join the Facebook group and join in the conversation with other like-minded, wonderful, evolutionary, change-making people like yourself. So please let me know how I can help you on your sacred journey, your sacred revolution, revolution. Many blessings to you. I look forward to connecting to you.